The fate of Congress's health care overhaul is unclear after this week's election of Republican Scott Brown of Massachusetts to the U.S. Senate. One of the major issues that's been holding up the health care bill is how to pay for it. The Senate wants to impose a Cadillac tax, that is, a tax on the most expensive health care plans. Executives with gold-plated plans don't like it, and neither do labor unions, whose workers have generous plans. But many economists say it could help everyone in the long run. Here are Planet Money's Hannah Jaffe Walt and David Kestenbaum.
Economists on this issue feel lonely, sad, and very misunderstood.
Well, yeah, because economists use math and charts to make their arguments. Labor unions use emotion and advertisements featuring sympathetic characters with asthma.
I have asthma, and I've had it since I was probably 10, 12 years old, and it seems to be progressively getting worse. I pay over $1,500 a year for my medications, and I need those medications to live. And I heard some senators wanted to tax our health care benefits. I just couldn't believe it.
Valerie Castle Stanley is a union member. She's not rich. She makes $43,000 a year, working at a call center for AT&T in southwestern Virginia. You can see the mountains behind her.
Economists keep making the argument, usually in the form of charts and editorials, that the tax could actually help someone like Valerie, if only she could see it the way they do.
So we said, fine, convince her. Convince Valerie.
So I went to Virginia, and in an overheated library, sat Valerie Castle Stanley down with a real live economist, suspenders and all.
My name is Stephen Stern. I'm the Merrill Bankert Professor of Economics at the University of Virginia.
It's pretty awkward at first. Valerie tells Steve she's never met an economist, and she hates the Cadillac tax because it means her benefits will cost more.
I'm on a budget. That's going to really hit hard.
Steve Stern adjusts his enormous glasses and takes a breath. First thing, yes, he says your benefits would cost you more, but only if AT&T keeps your expensive plan. Don't worry, he says, they probably won't.
And here's where Valerie's eyebrows jump up.
And Steve continues, says, no, this is okay, because AT&T will get you a cheaper plan. They'll save money, and then they'll give you that savings in higher wages.
Again, with the eyebrows.
They are not going to give us, I'm at top wage right now. Only cost I get, only wage increase I get, is the cost of living.
But they're getting something in return. If you were to say to them, we're willing to give up $8,000 of health insurance benefits, and I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be willing to do that.
No, they're not. It's not the way it works in bargaining at all. I know they're not going to give me that.
What is your proof, though? Like, how do you know that that is not going to happen?
Because it hasn't changed for 18 years.
Economists are convinced that this will happen. They say there's lots of data showing when employers pay more for health benefits, they pay less in wages. So it should work in reverse. Less in benefits, more money to wages.
Unions say there's no proof it works in that opposite direction.
And to Valerie, the idea that she should be taxed in the first place is just insulting to her. She has given up wages over the years to get better benefits. Great benefits, she says she needs.
Steve pauses and says, well, maybe not.
What was the last time you had a medical emergency?
I went to the ER 7 years ago when I broke my arm.
It sounds like you don't need the health benefit plan that you have. On the whole, my guess is you are losing money on your health insurance. You would benefit from having a worse health benefit plan and taking that extra money and getting higher wages.
I disagree.
But you should change your mind.
Economists like Steve see the Cadillac tax as a win-win. It will force us into more sensible health care plans, finally begin to drive down the cost of health care. People like Valerie will get more money in their paychecks and be just as healthy.
But unions see it as a lose-lose. They worry people like Valerie will get worse health benefits, and they say there's no way employers will voluntarily raise wages simply because they're saving money on health care.
And at the moment, the health care bill is locked right in the middle of this conversation. I'm Hannah Jaffe Walt.
And I'm David Kestenbaum, NPR News.